I believe that inflammatory breast cancer should be a more important issue in the media. Inflammatory breast cancer, or IBC, is a relatively new disease that ordinary people, as well as medical professionals, know little or nothing about. Although inflammatory breast cancer is rare now, in the next few years, if people are not informed about this disease, it could evolve into a serious problem. Inflammatory breast cancer is possibly the most aggressive form of breast cancer. Doctors that have dealt with inflammatory breast cancer say that it is extremely hard to make a diagnosis. The doctors assume that when a patient comes in with inflammatory breast cancer symptoms, that they automatically have inflammatory breast cancer until proven otherwise. The symptoms of inflammatory breast cancer include rapid increase in breast size, redness, skin hot to touch, persistent itching, an orange peel texture to the breast, and thickening of breast tissue. Most people who have had inflammatory breast cancer have gotten the disease years before the recommended age to start getting mammograms. Inflammatory breast cancer is not like ordinary breast cancers, because unlike ordinary breast cancers, with IBC you don't develop a lump in the breast, so therefore it is more difficult for a doctor or yourself to know that something is wrong. Most people believe that these things will never happen to them, so they go on with their lives, not really paying attention to the signs right in front of them. I have read many stories about IBC survivors and the families of IBC patients that weren't so lucky, and how they knew nothing about inflammatory breast cancer until the doctor told them they had it. I also have had similar personal experience on this matter. My great aunt has recently been diagnosed with colon cancer. Although colon cancer is not the same thing as inflammatory breast cancer, it still emphasizes that people need to be informed about diseases that have the potential to kill them. Which brings me to my point. Inflammatory breast cancer should be a more important issue in the media. Almost everyone in America owns a television or has access to one. So if people went on the air and just talked about inflammatory breast cancer and informed the public about the symptoms and the treatment options, I believe that there would be a lot less cases of inflammatory breast cancer.